baby.
But I'd be doing myself a disservice and every member of this band if I didn't perform the hell out of this.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. announcing new sanctions against Russia, punishment for the invasion of Ukraine 2 years ago and the death of Alexei Navalny 1 week ago. ABC's Patrick Reivel is in Ukraine and says without additional U.S. funding, the fight there is becoming dire.
We're seeing the Ukrainians basically have to ration ammunition. They were already having to ration ammunition back in November. So obviously the situation has become much, much more critical now. And we heard from some U.S. officials just this week saying that they predict there could be a catastrophic shortage of ammunition by late March, which is certainly seems to align with similar things we are hearing from Ukrainian troops on the ground.
Alexei Navalny's mother says Russian officials tried to blackmail her, threatening to do something with his body if she doesn't agree to a secret private funeral. No classes today at the University of Georgia. A nursing student at a nearby school who went jogging on campus found dead near the athletic field. This is ABC News. Former President Trump's lawyers submitting several motions overnight urging a judge to toss out the criminal case over his alleged mishandling of classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. Big promises in Florida for what's being billed as the most insane athletic showdown on earth. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
The Sunshine State is a reliable source of crazy headlines. Florida man finds alligator in toilet. Florida man climbs tree like Tarzan to escape police.
There's a few vital components, I think, to a good Florida man story. One is evading arrest.
Pete Melfi is the Florida man behind the Florida man games, including
the competitors are going to have to grab a bucket of alligators and try to chuck these through the drive-through window.
16 teams square off this weekend in St. Augustine, Florida. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Russia losing its appeal against the suspension by the International Olympic Committee, the suspension forcing Russians to compete as neutral athletes. Russia still has another chance it could appeal to the Swiss Supreme Court. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
Today's forecast calls for temperatures to fall into the 30s as the day goes on. It looks like we could peak out at 43. Scattered rain and snow showers today. Tonight, clearing and cold, and temperatures around 15 for a low. Saturday, 39, becoming breezy. Saturday night, 30, and Sunday up to 50 degrees. Currently at WRCO, our temperature is 38 degrees. With our overcast skies, we have had a little bit of light snow flurry activity this morning.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language. Like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. And they're designed by real language teachers, so you learn how to have real-world conversations, things you'll actually use.
It's incredible. After using Babbel, I'm ready to start having real conversations in French.
There's all kinds of ways to learn. Use Babbel's podcasts or games or videos. You can even join live classes with a language teacher.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Babbel. Évidemment.
Babbel. Language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Start learning a language today at Babbel.com.
WRCO 100.9.
Daddy's belt, Mama's drapes, standing tall in the backyard shed looking cool in my Superman cape. I told the neighborhood girl, said, hey y'all, watches. My fate was a broken arm and my reward, one big kiss. When Daddy asked me why I did it, I made him laugh out loud when I told and dig it. Scars here.